Crystal Basin Sellers.
Hi, is Mike
Crystal
there?
Crystal Basin, this is Mike.
Yep.
Hi, Mike. This is Olivia from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Doing good, Olivia. Hold on one sec.
Good. Okay.
Can you email me a statement so that I could see what you're seeing? It's at home. I don't have my... Dude, you've got to work on the committed listening part of the relationship here. You do this to me on a regular basis. I know, and I asked for a copy of so I could... Can I talk to your boss, please? Can I talk to your boss, please? Can I talk to the manager, please? Right, and I asked for some data to support that, and all of a sudden you get bitter. So Jim and I'll work this out. Thank you. Boy.
Sounds pretty hectic over there.
Yeah, well,
yeah. Yeah, so anyways, we had connected, anyways, let me first ask you, you okay? Everything good over there?
Yeah, this is the one guy, it's a produce guy.
Oh.
And he gets, he's like, the last three things, and I'm like, well, I mail you a check twice a week. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so it's a business relationship. You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Well, one of the ruder vendors I have, unfortunately.
Oh, that sucks. Sorry to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we had briefly connected 2 weeks ago. My bank had mailed out a finance offer to you guys based on some past financing you guys did with Bank of the West in 2014. So we were able to pre-approve you guys for equipment financing and working capital for $250,000. And I know you said harvest is coming up. I wasn't sure if you needed anything, but just wanted to follow up with you.
Well, that's cool. I'm sitting here staring at some grapes. Harvest is here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really would like to do that. It's we have a working relationship with the folks at Bank of the West,
mm-hmm.
and one of our partners has exited.
Okay.
And he exited with that relationship.
Oh, okay. He exited with the relationship. Okay.
Yeah, and because of that, and because we don't own real estate,
mm-hmm.
It's the collateral that we generate and collateral we have,
mm-hmm.
it isn't spectacular for you guys to loan on because it's not like machine screws where you can go sell it on eBay or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, we actually have like two different programs. So if you wanted equipment, that would obviously be, the collateral. But our working capital is unsecured, and it's basically, it's different. It's a fairly newer program, and it's instead of like a line of credit, we base it off of sales. So we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash.
And then how does that, what's the interest rate and repayment schedule on that?
So it really just depends. We have like a lot of different programs, and it kind of depends on what you look like on paper and what you're specifically looking to do. How much do you guys like need right now?
Well, I've had to use merchant cash advances.
Uh-huh.
And so what that does is it restricts your cash flow like crazy.
Okay.
And so I'm making a daily payment right now.
You're making daily payments right now?
Yep.
Oh, okay, so it's like a working, you said a merchant cash advance?
Yeah, on deck. I'm sure you're familiar with those guys.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, you cut out just a little bit. Who did you say it was?
With? It's with OnDeck.
Oh, with OnDeck. Okay. Yeah, and so it's... So you guys have daily payments right now.
Yep, painful.
How big was the loan, if you don't mind me, or the advance?
The advance was $250. It's now it's down to about $180.
$250, now it's $180. Okay. And if you could get that down to like weekly or monthly, would you be interested?
Absolutely. It's just the, you know, the daily element makes it, you know, there's that much more difficult to work with. And then the interest rates for those kind of programs are tend to be kind of onerous, even.
Yeah.
Even if you're the right person, right? And, you know, my credit's in the upper 600s. We've never had a bankruptcy. We've been in, we're profitable, but we've been in business X amount of years, you know, 15
uh-huh.
years. So we have about 10,000 cases of sellable wine right now.
Okay.
And we're doing $2 million in revenue.
Oh, $2 million in revenue. That's awesome. Okay, so you guys are doing really good here. And so with that, it was $250K. Did they give you an interest rate or like a total amount that you had to pay back?
Yeah, it's a total. Well, they give me an amortization schedule, but it's
okay.
Funky.
Okay. And so are you looking to like kind of like refinance that and get out of
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I'd want
okay.
to get out from under those guys, of course.
Okay.
And, you know, and I would, you know, look at a company like yours that addresses both of the other elements. We've got business expansion plans that would include building a brewery.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got,
okay.
you know, it's right next door. Our landlords are going to build us the building, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I just basically got to put the shiny stuff in it.
Okay, that's awesome.
And
so you would need, like, some equipment, things like that
yeah.
for it. Okay, that's
right.
awesome. So just so you know, with our equipment, quick pitch, just so you know, we do, it's basically like a typical loan. Like a traditional loan, think of it like a car payment, where
mm-hmm.
it's like on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments, and our rates start in the mid-single digits. We do have like a match or beat policy, and depending on what you look like, we can might even be able to get you like no down payment or 90-day deferred options. It all just kind of depends once we, you know, would run like your credit and things like that. But yeah, so I definitely think that we have something that we could help you out with. Can I put you on hold just really quick?
Mm-hmm.
So I can confirm a few things with one of my senior reps?
Sure, no problem.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. Okay, I just wanted to confirm a few things just to make sure we're like on the same page. Okay. So when are you guys looking for the expansion?
The equipment is likely going to be needed between April and May of next year.
Okay, April, May of next year. Okay, and so can I just transfer you to one of our senior reps? He just knows has a little bit more in-depth experience with some of the stuff, like with the refinancing of what you have now and things like that. Would that be okay?
Yep, sure.
Okay, his name is Jeremiah. 1 second. Let me just fill him in on what's going on.
Thanks.
Hey, is this Mike?
It's Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? I'm good. My name is Jeremiah. Olivia was kind of explaining to me a situation here. I guess you have on deck right now. You're not too happy with them?
No, it's just crazy expensive, and it's a daily payment. I mean, there's nowhere
yeah.
to go with it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're not talking to equipment. All the promises that they made coming in didn't come true. So.
Okay. What type of promises were they making you?
Well, I said they wanted this ongoing relationship, and as you know,
performed well and your business grew and you re-upped with them, that you would benefit from lower interest rates. Well, you know, I bought that bridge along with some swampland from them.
Okay. So what's your balance like right now with them?
About 180.
Okay. And she was mentioning that you wanted to take care of that, and maybe you had something else you wanted to do?
Well, we have a project where we're building a brewery next to the winery.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
And our landlords are specking the building out. We just had septic tests done, working through the zoning issues with the county, you know, anything in California.
Sure.
You can't watch your clock. You got to watch, you know, the hourglass.
Sure. You're absolutely right. When it comes to zoning and permits, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, how much is that going to, you guys looking at?
That, the brew house, we've got some pretty solid quotes on it, spec'd out for exactly what we want. At about $250.
Okay.
And, you know, if I know for you guys that's phenomenal collateral, because those things, you know, go up like hotcakes in the secondary market.
Right. So is a lot of that, is that equipment that you're buying for it, or is it just...
All equipment.
It's all equipment. Okay.
Shiny stuff.
Nice. That's exactly what we like. Okay. Now, as far as sales, so you have a winery now, am I correct?
A winery and a restaurant.
And a restaurant.
This year we're going to do about 50,000 plates.
Okay. So what are you guys' sales looking like? What are you on track to do?
$2 million a year.
Okay, $2 million a year, nice. So with the adding on the brewery, what do you think that's going to bring on to the business there?
It'll go 2.5 and 3 million within. If it doesn't take 2 years, it'll take 3.
Okay, sounds about right. 3, okay. Well, it sounds like there's definitely something we can do for you, especially with the equipment. Do you already have the quotes for all the equipment?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Okay. This is what I can do for you. As far as the on-deck loan, there may be an option that we can do for you. I got some weekly and monthly options that I'm sure you probably like that a little bit better than what you have now, like than the daily. Am I correct?
Yeah. And I'm looking to decrease the overall cost of capital.
Okay. So decrease overall capital. Got it. Okay. Sweet.
Let me give you an example. First half of the year, did financials, looks like it looks. My financing costs were about $65,000.
Wow. $65,000. Okay.
Seems like a lot, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was profitable about $20,000. Think where I'd be if I could get real capital.
Yeah. Okay.
And not vulture capital.
Well, I mean, I know. So here's the thing: is that we do all different types. I know with those loans, a lot of times, you know, they try to sell you on those unsecured type of loan.
I have a bunch of collateral, man. We've got equipment one. I've got wine in the barrel two. I've got about 10,000 cases right now of saleable wine.
That's awesome. Okay.
And it's all current vintage stuff. There's nothing ancient that isn't selling.
Cool. Where do you guys get your wine from?
Well, everything's from El Dorado County, which is between Sacramento and Tahoe.
Okay. Very nice. Sounds good. Okay. Well, I tell you what, what I'm going to have Olivia do is send you, it's a short one-page application. If you could just fill that out and then give her the other steps that we need. And then also send over the quotes of the pieces of equipment that you're looking to finance. How soon do you want to get this taken care of?
Well, I'd like to take care of the immediate issue on the, you know, on the daily cash flow kind of thing.
Okay.
But, you know, there's no reason that we'd want to, fire the bullet on the brew house until that was ready to, you know, to be installed.
Okay. Okay. Well, I just want to get an idea. We can kind of start the process and give you an idea of what it's going to cost as far as like getting all the equipment financed. I'm going to have her send you two applications. Okay. One's going to be a universal merchant app. It'll say that on top, but that app will be used to try to get you some capital to try to refi your on-deck loan. The second application is going to be for equipment financing.
And then would you be doing like multiple credit pulls, or do you wait until
you're
ready?
Yeah.
Or what?
What we'll do is we'll do one, and we do it one time, and you won't have to worry about for both. So we're not going to run it for each application. We're just going to run it one time so we have it on file for us.
You guys aren't a broker, so not everybody else is going to run it either?
Yeah, we're not going to send it off to all kinds of people. We do work with some other lenders, but we try to keep everything in-house here. Usually when we go to other lenders, it's when we try to get a higher approval. So if we are only able to get you like 150 and we knew one of the lenders that we work with can get an extra 150, that's how we're able to get you like 300K usually. But we don't sit there and shop you around or shop your file around and try to get the best deal here. Yeah, we're an actual bank. We're a business bank. So we want to work with you. I know you've heard that before, but we do really want to build that relationship with you, especially with you bringing on a brewery. It's something that we can definitely help you out with.
Well, it sounds like a good start for the conversation. If you have Olivia, send me that info.
Absolutely.
I'll share it back with you. Like I said, I have tax returns for the last couple of years. I have financial statements for the first six-month period. The other thing that you, in our business, you want to make sure people have a handle on is their inventory valuation.
Yeah. Okay. That works. Well, I'll tell you what. I will have her email you, send you what we need. I'm also going to have her send you my my number. So if you need to get a hold of me directly, if you just have questions, you should be able to ask her, but if she doesn't know and you feel, a little bit more comfortable asking me, whatever the case may be, please don't hesitate to reach out to me.
Okay.
I've been here for a while, so I know a lot, and I know she's just kind of getting into it, so I volunteered to help her out. but she's doing a good job here. So
good,
I'll have her...
Make you guys some money.
Yeah, absolutely. But at the same time, I want to build that... I really do want to build that relationship with you, so that way we can help you out and help make you some money as well. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I just gotta fix that kind of poor level of balance on the on the P&L, right? So I gotta cut my capital costs, and it returns to the bottom line.
Exactly, that's what it comes down to. It's all about your bottom line.
All right, so you can send me back to Olivia.
Yep, I will put you back to Olivia. Absolutely, nice chatting with you, man.
Thank you.
All right.
Hey, Mike.
I'm back.
Perfect. Well, I'm back, too. Okay, well, I was sitting here listening to everything going on. So, yeah, I can go ahead and I'll send you both of the applications. And then if you could just get me the contract terms for that first one or what's left on it, like maybe just the contract and what's left, that way we can know exactly how much... we're working with here for the refinance.
Yeah, I've got amortization schedules from last week, so.
Oh, perfect. I mean, perfect.
It won't be fuzzy at all. It'll be very specific.
Okay, awesome. What's the best email to send this all to you?
Use mike@crystalbasin.com.
mike@crystalbasin.com. Perfectly. And when do you think you can get this all back to me?
Well, it'll happen this week. But,
okay.
When I'm at the winery, I'm nowhere near my home office. And so that's the, this is stuff that, what items that you're requesting are things I do in the mornings.
Okay, cool. So so basically all what we would need is we'll have the one-page application. It will be 6 months bank statements. The first two pages of your most recent business tax return. 4 months of your merchant processing statements, and then you said the, and that's really, and then the quotes for the equipment. Hello? Mike? Uh-oh, looks like we just...